It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Brett Baer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. It might be soldier versus soldier in Ukraine, but it is also spy versus spy, and both sides are trying to confound one another.
Both sides are waging disinformation, and Ukrainians are just as good at it as the Russians, because remember, they all come from the same stock. It's the KGB training.
This is the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Aside from traditional open warfare, nations fight against nation using information. Or more accurately, by stealing information. Call it espionage, call it just business as usual. But Ukraine is learning Russia fights to steal Ukraine's secrets as much as it fights to conquer Ukraine's land, grain, or oil. Government officials become corrupted and caught, and attempts to corrupt the enemy's officials get foiled.
Speaking from direct experience, I'll tell you this sort of stuff happens all the time. Not only during wartime, but during peacetime.
Rebecca Koffler is a former Defense Intelligence Agency officer who also worked in clandestine service with the Central Intelligence Agency. She's also the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, which is now out in paperback.
It's, you know, just a standard intelligence tradecraft. The fact that Ukrainian senior official Volodymyr Sivkovich is his name, was working for the Russian intelligence services, is basically reveals that Ukrainian intelligence services are penetrated by the Russians, which is really not such a unique thing. You know, the Russians routinely recruit targets, we call them, or recruit spies, infiltrate spies, not only into Ukraine, but also in European countries, certainly in the United States, because we are their target number one, or enemy, even number one. Also in the key organizations such as NATO, okay? And that's a big part of Putin's overall geopolitical and security strategy, but not just Putin. It's like everybody does that, because you have to know how the adversary thinks, what his plans are, you know, what he's about to do, even like during negotiations, in order to understand, you know, what your adversary's thresholds are, what is their bottom line, top line. You have to know their positions. So you either do recruit spies, or you bug, you know, the specific entity. But, you know, there are multiple ways that we do that stuff.
Right.
But since you asked, how does one make sure, you know, that it doesn't happen? You know, it's very hard, but obviously there is a way to mitigate that. And that's the premier function of counterintelligence. So what intelligence does is we steal secrets, we recruit spies. Counterintelligence is make sure that our people are protected. You know, we give them counterintelligence briefings, right? On what that when you, especially when you go overseas, you have to be briefed, you know, that somebody is going to try to pump you for information. Somebody may even like try to drug you up, or, you know, cozy up to you and pretend to be your friend and this sort of thing. But then the second thing that counterintelligence does, and in the United States, it's FBI, you know, that does
right.
that. And so the second thing is you try to find out what it is that adversary tries to do and disrupt those operations.
And it's interesting you talk about intelligence and counterintelligence, because also in the news recently, there's another story of Ukrainian counterintelligence. And it appears that Ukrainians were trying to recruit Russian pilots. And then they kind of got on to that they were sort of being had, that the Russians were pushing a pilot onto them. The story is very interesting. The New York Post has a good published story on it. But the Ukrainians were sort of tipped off when they got images of the supposed pilot's girlfriend, who, and they have the photos of her as well. She could be a cover model. She's gorgeous. And that sort of kind of clued the Ukrainian intelligence officials to say, wait a second, a Russian pilot wouldn't have a girlfriend that looks like this. but this is sort of part of the game. You know, I think for so many people who watch this that aren't involved in that kind of line of work, and then they just simply watch the news, they think this spy stuff and the gorgeous women and the fast cars is the stuff of movies. And to a degree, I guess it is. But those movies had to get the idea from somewhere, right? I mean, you know, this stuff does really happen, where they will use the honey trap, if you will, if I could use that term.
Yes, that's exactly the term. That's the correct term, Evan. You got it. You nailed it. Yes, movies are based on truth. And you know what, from my own personal experience, sometimes real life even beats movies. And no, it's serious. Like, there's so many things that would happen, like in the operational, you know, spycraft world, that I can't tell anybody. Like, I remember, you know, I would come home and, like, I can't tell anybody, like, something like totally hysterical would happen. Like, you can't make the stuff up. You can't tell anybody. This is why, like, when you're in the intelligence world, your friends are the intel people, because you only can share the stuff with them and make fun of it and this sort of stuff. But yes, honey trap. This is, again, a very honey pot. Honey pot is the name for the seductresses.
Right.
Yes, gorgeous females, you know, who seduce what we call the high value target, right? Is a standard operating procedure, especially for the Russian intelligence services, the SVR, Foreign Intelligence, and the GRU. And so in this case, Maria, you know, the gorgeous brunette who was cultivating the pilot, she's an intelligence operative. They're highly trained, and basically their job is to, you know, cozy up to this person, strike a romantic relationship, and, you know, during some intimate moments, pump him for information. You know, usually it's accompanied by alcohol and possibly some even other substances. And it is usually also recorded by the Russian intelligence services in order to potentially blackmail the person, the target, right? If, like in this case, the poor guy, and usually, like, you know, the poor guy does not understand what's happening, but he's so flattered that such a gorgeous female is paying attention. Yeah, I know, you can't make the stuff up, right? You would think that the person would know, like, that's interesting. All of a sudden, I used to be as a teenager, nobody would pay attention to me. All of a sudden, I have this gorgeous, you know, babe trying to come on to me. But no. But if, let's say, the target does become aware of it and he wants to get out, you know, because he is violating, you know, he's providing unwittingly classified information, you know, right. Like I said, during intimate moments and breaking the law. And then let's say he finds out that, oh my God, he's like being manipulated. He can't get out of this situation.
Because there's videotape now.
Yeah. Because there's a videotape, because he's blackmailed.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this case, a Ukrainian security services did, you know, the counterintelligence guys did outstanding work. Obviously, the telltales were right there. And so they nailed and disrupted this Russian operation.
We have been speaking once again with Rebecca Koffler. She is the author of Putin's Playbook, and she is also a former Defense Intelligence Agency officer. And she is our guest on the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine. We'll have more with Rebecca straight ahead. Let's talk again, Rebecca, about your book, really becoming the real textbook on Vladimir Putin and his motivations. It is titled Putin's Playbook and Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. It is out, being re-released today for on paperback now. And it is amazing. People still actually read books printed on paper. They don't just read it on their devices, right? They actually get the hard book, the hard cover, and now the paperback. And it has, the paperback edition has a new introduction. Let's talk about what's new in the paperback of your book, please.
Yes, of course. Like you said, hardcover, I predicted this war,
right?
Because we have seen the signs, you know, every what we call in the intelligence world INWs, indications and warnings of what Putin exactly was planning to do. The intelligence record was unambiguous, Evan, what Putin's plans were. And unfortunately, Washington politicians and the national security apparatus, they did not want to hear. They came up with all sorts of excuses, right? Why Putin was not going to do what he said he was going to do, right? He never made it secret. And yet, you know, they kept saying, oh, you know, Russia is a gas station, masquerade is a country. Russia's GDP is the size of Italy, as though, you know, Russia is completely incapable of conducting large-scale military operations. They were telling, you know, as Putin, you're not going to do that. And Putin said, oh, no, I am going to do that. And in fact, he's done it. He's yeah. done it in 2008, you know, invaded Georgia. He's done it in 2014. And then he did it again. So the new introduction that I included, I basically called out the Washington establishment for not really paying attention and not acting early and developing what we call a deterrent strategy and a counter strategy to disrupt Putin's plan, or at least mitigate, you know. And now at the 11th hour, we're in a situation where President Biden is completely, you know, unable to stand up to Putin. Yes, all these sanctions, you know, schmanctions, but the truth is the sanctions have backfired at us, and that is because Putin has sanction-proofed his economy. He took several measures, and so they had a worse effect on us than on Russia, amazingly. The IMF, just the International Monetary Fund, just came out with a new economic outlook for the world, and the economy, global economy, is worsening. You know, U.S. economy, European, but guess what? The Russian economy has improved by 2%. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And that is because, you know, Putin has beefed up. He has PhD economists on his team, including Elvira Nabiullina, who is MIT trained. A lot of these people.
They went to school here. Yeah.
Exactly. And then they go back. And so Putin made it a major component of his military strategy, the economic warfare that he is waging right now on Europe. In fact, you know what's going on with the Nord Stream, right? You know, but he's reducing the gas flows to Europe, and it's only going to get worse. And so this is the sort of thing that I included in the new intro of what exactly we knew. And by the way, DIA and CIA, my former agent, they tried to kill my book, Evan.
Yeah.
They try, yeah, because we are supposed to go through something that's called the pre-publication review, and they were censoring, they were, you know, blacking out certain things, claiming that was classified information, but no. There was no classified information. If there were classified information, I'd be in jail by now.
Right.
Basically, what they don't want Americans to know is how badly they bungled the Russia threat. It's because they were chasing bright and shiny objects, such as the science fiction of the Russia-Trump collusion. Remember, we spent 4 years, tremendous resources. It may, you know, we were withdrawing from Afghanistan. We were not paying attention to things we should have been paying because they were putting all the resources on the fake, you know, the Russia collusion.
The Russian collusion, yeah.
Rebecca Koffler, Defense Intelligence Agency, former intelligence officer, author of Putin's Playbook. It's now out again in paperback this time. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
It's my pleasure to be here with you, Evan, today.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.